Do you ever feel like everything is stacking up? School, your schedule, your family, your future, creating a massive cloud of fear? If so, you're going to want to stick around for today's Devo. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I am terrified of not being useful. I even struggle to go to gatherings, dinners, or Bible studies if I'm not in charge of something. And because my worth is so found in being productive, this tends to spill into other things. It spills into my schedule. I overwhelm myself to fill the time, thinking it will help me combat this fear, but it doesn't. We use lots of things to combat our fears, but there's only one thing that can truly anchor us. And that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called Trusting the One Who Conquers Our Concerns by Grace McCready. One of my favorite Bible verses is Psalm 138:8. It says, "Yahweh will fulfill that which concerns me. Your loving kindness, Yahweh, endures forever. Don't forsake the works of your own hands." This verse is incredibly comforting to me, and it genuinely applies to every aspect of my life. In the Psalms David wrote, including Psalm 138, he alludes to God, or Yahweh, saving him from his enemies, and he expresses his gratitude for God's goodness. As I read Psalm 138, I can't help but think of the enemies God has saved me from: sin, shame, and separation from him. Because Jesus sacrificed his life for mine, then rose from the grave, I can be forgiven from sin, set free from shame, and reconciled to God. There is no reason for me to fear anything now. But I still have so many concerns and fears. I agonize over almost everything, from my schedule to my personal goals to my relationships, rather than entrusting them to God. It's difficult for me to rely on Him, even though I know how much He loves me. Learning to trust God is a lifelong process, a process that will only be complete when Jesus returns and makes all things new. But it helps to remember that His loving kindness is greater than our past, present, and future concerns. He is able to conquer the concerns we've spent hours, days, even years worrying about. Because He conquered our greatest enemies on the cross, we can trust Him to conquer everything else we fear. So let's talk about this a little bit more, just you and I. Can you think of ways that you've seen God's loving kindness in your life? Consider taking a moment to remember and thank God for these things. Learning to trust is not simply an individual activity. God places us in community with His people, the church, and it's in this community that we learn to trust Him together. Who are trusted Christians in your life who you can be honest with about your concerns? People who will listen well, pray with you, and point you to Scripture. What are your deepest concerns right now? Consider taking a moment to bring these to God. He may not answer our prayers the way we expect, but we can rest assured that He is working in all things for the good of those who love Him, transforming us to become more like Jesus. And on the day Jesus returns, our concerns will be done away with. In the meantime, we can rest securely in His love, knowing He is always with us. As you and I can read in Psalm 138:8, "Yahweh will fulfill that which concerns me. Your loving kindness, Yahweh, endures forever. Don't forsake the works of your own hands." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalms 25, verses 16 through 20, as well as chapter 38, verses 1 through 8, and, of course, chapter 138, verses 1 through 8, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, we had a little bit of scripture there at the end. And if you are really interested in checking it out, but you didn't catch it all as I was spitting it out, spitting some bars there, I'd encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app from any major Play Store. And then you can check out today's Devo and find all of that scripture for yourself. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Spiritual Glasses with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.